Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Throughout the last hour, we're generally discussing the TSA madness, the new regulations that they're foisting on everyone, mandating that you can't get out of your seat during the last hour of a flight. You can't hold the blanket on your lap during the last hour. You can't hold a coat in your lap. Who knows what else they're going to come up with here.
What are they going to do about babies? Children.
I don't know. Maybe they'll have to escort them into the bathroom. Maybe you'll have to stand in there with a stewardess, and she'll have to keep an eye on you. Like when they do drug testing, they watch you pee.
There's no room in there. They'd just have to keep the door open.
The door open, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. So who knows? But we were just discussing the idea of, well, what do you do about this, right? I mean, you've got the TSA, and they are so big, and they just keep getting bigger. And how does one deal with this? How does one change this situation for the better? And I posited that you can't, that the government is doing what it does best, and that is it grows. It gets more intrusive, more expensive, bigger than it's ever been. And there's no Democrat, no Republican that has ever done anything to turn that around, and they never will, because it's in their best interest to keep growing. They want people to believe that they're useful. They want people to believe, even when all of the evidence contradicts it, even when you can see, they're even admitting now that, our system has failed. But that's always just an excuse to rebuild the system. I'm surprised they haven't called for a complete rebuild of the bureaucracy like they did back when this Department of Homeland Security was created. They were touting how this is the largest reorganization of the criminal, whatever the hell department the federal government has ever seen in 50 years. And they went and they built this whole new bureaucracy, and they moved things around, and they changed the bureaucrats out here and there, and they made it like a big deal, like it was going to do something, like all of a sudden the government was now brand new and shiny and better.
Right. It was an overhaul.
Yeah.
But here you have the same thing going on that happened at 9/11. They, the people were reported. They came up on these watch lists, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. They came up on the radar of the enforcement agencies, and the enforcement agencies that are responsible for doing these things dropped the ball, failed to do anything.
Sure.
They just made sure that they hassled people over bottles of water and baby formula and made sure people took their shoes off. Because they just can't do it. They're not incentivized in the proper fashion. And what's going to happen? They're going to get more money, they're going to get funded better, and they're going to get more power. They fail, and they get more stuff.
That's right. And it's because people go along with it, as I was pointing out before, that because people went along with the first regulations, that they got more, and now that we have thousands upon thousands of them, endless rules, endless taxation, and it won't ever stop until the federal government comes crashing down, which at some point will have to happen because no government lasts forever. Just who knows when that's going to be. They've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeve to extend their power over us for as long as possible.
I agree, but I think that the key to it is the Federal Reserve and its power through the world reserve currency that is the dollar.
Yeah, there are so many different things that you can pinpoint. They've tried in so many ways, and I think part of the reason, part of that is because human beings are so ingenious. They have such ingenuity that they find new ways to be able to work with one another that the government hasn't quite considered yet. So they try to handle the monetary system. They try to handle your movement. They try to handle your communications. They try to handle all these different things that people keep coming up with in new ways. And, of course,
they screw all of them up.
And as Ian said, Mark, even these Republican people like Ronald Reagan, that everyone touts as, such a great guy, and I'm sure he was a wonderful man, he didn't stop the growth of government.
No, it increased dramatically.
About 60%
more than that.
Yeah, and even if they say, well, I'd be willing with a slow growth of government. Well, if you're 10 years old and you have cancer cells, and your body's growing very rapidly, and it's outpacing the growth of the cancer cells. At a certain point, the cancer cells grow to such a point that it's going to wipe you out. You're done.
Yeah. Well, the government is a parasite.
Yes.
It doesn't create any value, any real significant value. Eh, okay, the local government puts up traffic lights and they sculpt the roads.
The federal government maintains a military, which is what people want, a certain level of protection. However, then they subvert that military, use it for their own means, create danger here in the United States through their use of the military as opposed to protecting us.
The actual value delivered is in the negative. I mean, there's no real value when you haven't contracted, when you aren't getting exactly what you're looking for.
And I just want to mention, I know you want to get to this, but my analogy is that they say, well, the economy grew so well, we had a healthy, vibrant economy as long as they just keep government in check. And again, what they consider to be keeping government in check and what I consider to be keeping government in check, which is checking away the government, getting rid of the government and allowing the economy to truly grow, are two different things. So you can have a growing, healthy, vibrant economy for a certain period of time, even as hidden away that cancer is expanding. So
except this cancer isn't very hidden. It's right out for everyone to see. And for those of us that understand what it is, we're frustrated because we'd like to see it change. We'd like to see something happen. Some people believe they can elect a couple people and that's all of a sudden going to do something about it. But even if you were to get rid of the Federal Reserve, which it would be a fine thing to see, I'd love to see that happen. It would eliminate one of the significant ways that they tax people, which is inflation. But even if you were to get rid of the Federal Reserve, you still have the problem of an incredibly expensive and intrusive government that still has the ability to expand itself, and an obedient populace. But worse than that, not only do you have an obedient populace, you also have the particular percentage of the populace that is more than obedient, that is giddy with excitement to assist the federal government. And this is where the LRC blogger, LouRockwell.com, comes in here with a related story where the easiest way for the masters on top to control us is to have us control ourselves. In the Nazi concentration camps, select prisoners were chosen to watch over the rest of the prison population.
In elementary schools, they call them crossing guards.
That's right.
Hall monitors.
In the latest move toward one world government, it seems the entire world has now become a neighborhood watch. So the story is from the BBC. When John Spears gets home from his sales job in New York, he sits down at his computer with a bottle of beer and starts patrolling the U.S. border. And to do it, he doesn't need to sit to stir from his sofa. He's one of tens of thousands of people around the world who are volunteering to patrol the 1,250-mile-long stretch between Texas and Mexico via the web. The controversial $4 million Texas Virtual Border Watch program invites civilians to log on to blueservo.net. There they can monitor live feeds 24/7 from 21 hidden surveillance cameras placed at intervals along the border. Supporters see the initiative as a step forward in U.S. efforts to curb illegal immigration, drug smuggling, and border violence. Critics say it's encouraging vigilantism and stoking anti-immigrant feeling. Since the site went live in November of 2008...
Vigilantism?
Yeah, vigilantism, actually. And there's not an extra E in there.
Okay.
Since the site went live in November of 2008, it's received more than 50 million hits, and more than 130,000 people have registered to become virtual deputies. They're located as far afield as Australia, Mexico, Colombia, Israel, New Zealand, and the UK. So far, some 21 arrests have allegedly been made under the program operated by the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition. So this is essentially a retread of a story we told you a month ago, I think, maybe sometime this month, about the camera system in the UK. Mm. And you remember this one, Mark, where they've got a program now in the UK that some private company has devised where they're offering cash prizes to people who log in and keep an eye on certain cameras that businesses will, pay a certain monthly fee to have their camera listed on this particular system. They wanted to expand that to include the government cameras as well. But this idea of bringing in unpaid, essentially, volunteer snitches, volunteer obedient little serfs who are going to do the bidding of the government people.
Right. So, it's just amazing. I just keep thinking of George Orwell, because in the previous segments we talked about how people think that they're going to change something within the system. That's like Animal Farm. The pigs end up taking over the farm in the end, and they rule. Here you've got 1984.
Yeah. Looking. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So this is just the beginning of this program where other people are encouraged to work for the state in their free time. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. We'll find it all there free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The anarcho-capitalist adventure series is complete. Read it for free
Oh, wow.
At peaceprosper.com. and help Ben Woods construct Catalyxia.
That's what it looks like to
me. Yeah, that's what it looks like, too. Catalyxia at peaceprosper.com. And we had had Freedom Engineering on as an advertiser, you know, some time ago. Yeah, and it was it's an online book series, and now you can read the whole thing there at peaceprosper.com.
I love it. Free.
Awesome. Free.
I'll be damned. All right. We'll continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan?
Hi. How you doing?
You're on the air.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
What's on your mind, sir?
For your work, guys. Listen, there's a real simple thing for us to do. We need an organized boycotting of flying. Yeah, I stopped doing it.
It'd be great, but you know, I find it so difficult to imagine that people will stick with it. There's already been it's a huge 20% of domestic flights are down, as I understand it, 20% from pre 9/11 timeframes. 20% is a huge number.
What's that going to do?
These boycotts don't seem to matter.
Right, and no, what would it do? Because the TSA isn't going to get their budget cut if people boycott flying. It just means that the airlines are going to get less revenue and be more likely to go out of business.
Some of them will go out of business.
The thing is that to have it somewhat organized and to have it understood that the reason we're boycotting is we want the private industry to take care of their own business and to get the friggin' government out of the airports. I'm just perfectly happy not to have them there. And I think, most of the rest of the traveling public would feel the same way.
I hope you're right about that. Are you going to start this up?
Well, I could create a website and we could start going. I guess I opened the door, did I not?
I would not. I don't want to fly anywhere. I haven't gotten on a plane in since we went out to L.A. I mean, I don't remember the last time. It's been a few years now.
I'm not doing it because of boycotting reasons. I just don't like the intrusiveness of the TSA. Now I have to. My family's down in Florida. It's either that or drive 36 hours or something like that, and you pretty much have to sleep. So it's a tough decision.
Right. Well, I just went to Arizona and we went by car.
Wow.
And two of us drove straight through and I did the night shift and my partner did the day shift and we got there in 46 hours. So
I think it's futile. I mean, I hate to be a pessimist, really, Dan.
Here's the thing. What we've got to do is I think that a lot of business travel could be eliminated with, electronic conferencing.
Yes, that's happening.
And of course it is. And I think that we just, we put the bug in the ear of people. You know, we start something and we make it a splash somehow and say, listen, the TSA is an evil, intrusion on our lives and you all got to stop it and put it in the laps of the people, that actually make money, from flying us from here to there. And I think we wouldn't need any kind of full cooperation. If we could get another, 10 or 15% people to not fly, it would be hurting those airlines pretty seriously,
Dan,
I think.
Do you think it would require layers of education on this at the same time if you were going to attempt this to even try to get people to understand that there's an alternative? Rather, and I say that because I think the inclination among most people would be to be like many of the Tea Party folks to say just simply reform the system, don't eliminate the system.
Well, I think that all we have to do is point to the government themselves. When they're really serious about security, they hire Blackwater, don't they?
You make
that much
good,
is true.
Don't get any ideas.
They're good rhetorical arguments. A lot of people understand the difference between strategy and tactics. Those are tactical arguments on the ground while you're actually in the midst of the battle. I wonder if that weren't to work, what would the alternative be? If let's say a giant protest to try to get most of Americans and maybe repeated protests over and over again, which would destroy the airline industry.
You could throw, as far as a protest is concerned, you could throw a whole bunch of people at a checkpoint and have them refuse to submit to a search.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what that would result in. It would be very interesting to see that happen. My biggest concern is that if you can successfully promote your boycott, and that alone will be difficult enough, though you might have an easier time now that it's a Democrat administration getting, like, conservative talk show hosts on board with it, because if it was George Bush, there'd be no way you'd be able to get any coverage on their
show. On the
Rush
Limbaugh show, they were talking crap about the TSA today.
That's so funny, isn't
there
it?
You go.
Like, all of a sudden, the TSA is so different now because Barack Obama is in the White House. Ludicrous. But nonetheless, you might be able to get a little more publicity now as a result of that from radio shows, for instance. And I would recommend that if you're going to start a website, that might be a way to get the word out. It's just call around to some talk shows and get some sort of buzz going. But even if you're successful at cutting the airline's revenues, okay, so you put some airlines out of business. Then they get absorbed by their competition. There are already only a few choices for air travel to begin with right now. They've all consolidated and sold off so much. But we're not that far away from having, you know, two national carriers and then eventually having the federal government decide to take one of them over. How far are we away from that?
But the thing is that the federal load on them, the costs imposed by taxation, you know, user fees, whatever it is, if you reduce their, you know, revenues, it'll get to the point where, you know, you're right, there won't be a viable business model anymore. And as a result, they'll, you know, I don't know. I just think that it's calling attention to something that isn't really being attended to at all.
Good luck with that, Dan. Let us know how it goes. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Matthew in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew. Matthew, you got to turn your whatever that is down, please. Hello? Matthew? Tennessee? Going once. Matthew, going twice.
Put him on hold.
Maybe he'll call back. 800-259-9231. I see where Dan's coming from, but I just don't know if... I mean, maybe the airlines do deserve to be punished because they're so damned obedient. But then again, what American business isn't obedient to the government besides Kerry Paco Ellison down there in Charleston, West Virginia?
Yeah. You're going to... It's very difficult.
I think that he's right that if you could get a boycott going that would affect, say, 10% of domestic flights or whatever, and behind that boycott was the statement, look, we're sick and tired of the stupid, incompetent bureaucrats at the TSA. I think that the airlines themselves have enough power to make the TSA into, at the very least, a less arduous, less intrusive organization.
You think they could lobby the federal government to change the TSA?
I know they could.
It's going to take a lot because the TSA employees are unionized.
But they don't care about the TSA employees themselves don't care about bottles of water. That's not their thing.
They do like power, though.
They do, but, you know, that's not specifically...
They've got badges now.
Understood. Pretty soon they'll get the boots to go with them.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Every time you use one of the major search engines, your little cookies are recorded and your searches recorded in big databases all over the world. They want to know what you're doing. They want to be able to buy and sell your information. Some of these search engines have worked with the governments in the past, governments around the world in the past. You never know what they're going to do with your information. You can prevent them from collecting and collating your data by using startpage.com. You can take their 7-day challenge at startpage.com. It's a search engine. They aggregate actually 12 major search engines over there. But unlike your old search engine, you have complete privacy. It's third-party regulated, so in fact, you know that it's you have your privacy over there. And you can add it to your toolbar. I have it attached to my Firefox here, so I use StartPage just by searching up in the little corner of my screen. Go to startpage.com and do it because we do it.
All right, we're going to continue here. The story that we began to tell you about at the top of the hour was out of the BBC, cited over at lourockwell.com's blog, about how there's a group down in Texas, the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition, TBSC. They've set up about 21 surveillance cameras along the Texas-Mexico border. They have live feeds 24/7 streaming to a particular website where
obedient little citizens are invited to visit and essentially become federal bureaucrats. Now, this
is this a federal website, or is this somebody who came up with a what I consider to be a very good idea for what isn't such a great cause?
I don't know. Let's see, the website, it's not popping out at me here. Blue Servo, that's what it is, blueservo.net. Certainly doesn't sound governmental. Usually the .gov is after it. But the Texas Border Sheriff's Coalition certainly sounds like it is governmental related.
Well, oftentimes the free market will get involved with the government, and that's how innovation even ever occurs when it comes to the government. So, I mean, a small part of me says, oh, wow, that's a kind of a good idea for doing something terrible and tyrannical.
The story here says that essentially there are a bunch of people that log on, one guy all the way over in New York, people around the world apparently. They claim to have had over 130,000 people register to become virtual deputies with the cameras.
Do you get a badge?
Who knows?
Maybe it's a virtual badge.
Anyway, the website's... If virtual deputies spot anything suspicious, they click a button on the website and send a message to the sheriff's office in the corresponding location. The sheriff's office will then decide whether to investigate or to refer the sighting to the U.S. Border Patrol. The scheme has drawn criticism from politicians and civil liberties groups who say patrolling the border is the responsibility of the U.S. government, not volunteer citizens. But what's the difference? The government people are just so-called citizens that have decided to sign up and get a paycheck. These people aren't getting paid. That's the only difference, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's very interesting, just again to bring up the constitutional point for those people who are big supporters of the Constitution. It used to be that prior to the late 1800s and a case in the Chinese exclusionary law that was passed in Congress in 1872, that the states controlled immigration. And as I've mentioned before, when Texas entered the Union, in its constitution, it had a Bureau of Immigration written into its constitution. There is nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government the power to control immigration, only naturalization, how you become a citizen, just for those people who want to pay attention to the constitutional rules. And I find it amusing that you could actually screw this system up if you had enough illegal immigrants or people who believed in open borders. Just get them hooked in and tell the border guys, hey, go over here, go over here, go over here, and send them all over the place. You can actually synchronize it with people to get the Border Patrol guys to get out of one area so you could get people across.
You sure could, and who knows where if this will be used for that purpose or not. I just thought it was interesting to bring it up because, well, here you have a group of people who are essentially working as unpaid thugs for the mafia. I mean, we're talking earlier about how the government is essentially...
People are very passionate about this issue. Yeah. This is an issue that people are extraordinarily passionate about because I think that to some extent you're talking about nationalism. Hey, this is our team. You're infringing on our turf. You're coming in here where you don't belong. And you know, there's that aspect. There's the people that think that rules should be followed because there are rules, and that you shouldn't break rules as long as the rules are in place, even if they're bad rules or whatever. There's those folks, and there are people that want to protect their jobs or whatever in this jobs, a little South Parkese there, protect their jobs here in the United States by keeping people out, keeping, therefore, wages higher or whatever it is that they're trying to do. So people, for a lot of reasons, are passionate about this issue, so I can see why they want to do it. I think it's a bad idea. I think it's antithetical to freedom, and I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
Absolutely. Like real police work, online border patrolling seems to consist of hours of tedium punctuated by minutes of high excitement. Despite this, Deanna Blythe spends about an hour a day logged onto the website. This housewife from Athens, Ohio, says that it gives her a feeling of doing her civic duty and helping to keep the border secure. Virtual Deputy John Spears says it's more than that. He actually gets, quote, kick out of coming home from a day in the office and playing border guard. It's more interesting than TV.
Oh, man. So, and you know, maybe I should mention, too, I know the concerns of some people regarding, well, you know, they're getting free health care. They're getting education.
Right.
They're signing up for welfare, Medicare, Medicaid. This
This is a burden. They're going to become voters. They're going to be naturalized citizens soon. They'll be given immunity, and the Obama administration will get 20 million new voters, as Mark Stein would say.
I'd like to make a point on this, if I really could. This is where Republicans are falling down. If you're concerned, if you're a Republican and you're concerned about this, and I'll tell you what, you're not going to stop the immigrants from coming in this country because it hasn't happened yet, because you're putting the most incompetent organization that we have in the country in charge of keeping them out. And you're leveling vitriol at these people. So what party do the Republicans are more vitriolic towards the immigrants than the Democrats are.
Yeah.
What party do you think the immigrants, when they become citizens and can vote, are going to go to?
Exactly.
So the Republicans are doing, they're creating the exact problem that they want to stop.
What you resist persists.
Right.
Well stated.
I mean, this is the stupidity of this scenario. And I have not yet had one Republican ever call me and give me one reason why this isn't so.
And
all they do is hate the immigrants, but they can't do anything about it because they want the government to solve problems. Governments don't solve problems, and their hate causes them to run over the Democrat side. So what do they result in? Fewer Republicans. Republicans losing more elections. Hey, also I'd like to point out it has immediate repercussions because these immigrants have family here that are citizens, and some of those citizens likely are independent voters or Republican voters, and they think to themselves, you know, I don't like getting hated because of my skin color, because that's how it shows up to these people.
Right.
Even if you're not a bigot and you just hate when people break rules or whatever it is, whatever you're telling yourself, I don't care. That's how it shows up to the Mexican people. So what are you doing? You're creating the very issue that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant.
Open your arms and welcome these hardworking people into the country. And let's once and for all say we don't have an immigration problem. We have a welfare problem.
You know, not that I believe for a moment that the Republicans care a whit about small government, but that's certainly their that's how they promote themselves, right? They are very good about echoing that.
The average Republican voter, I think, does.
No, but what I'm talking about is the politicians, right? The politicians don't give a damn. And so if amongst the immigrant population, the ones that you're talking about that are already here, the ones that are so-called naturalized and citizens, amongst those people, there are a number of them that like the idea of getting the government out of people's lives. A lot of those folks like that idea because, well, they left Cuba, they left these third world countries, they left all these places because the government sucks, and they knew that, and they thought they'd get more freedom coming here. So the idea of small government would resonate with a lot of these people. But what do you think? Do you think that those people are going to vote for the so-called small government Republicans who are advocating to keep their family out of the country? Or are they going to vote for the people, hold their nose, and vote for the other folks that aren't talking about small government, or at the very least they're talking about amnesty or something like that? I mean, what are you going to vote for? Small government promises? Or are the people that are going to let your mom and dad come see you? Seems pretty clear to me. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier right now over at amp.freetalklive.com or anytime when you've got $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's money that we take and reinvest into the program to get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. It's making a difference. It's because of the Free Talk Live AMP program that this radio program is heard on over 60 radio stations across the country. And there is no other show in America or around the world that I think can claim to be as pro-liberty as we are and on as many radio stations as we are. It's all because of you, listeners like you, contributing just $3 a month, less than the price of a cup of Starbucks. So, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can use PayPal, any major credit card, some alternative options, amp.freetalklive.com. So we continue here. Guard, you were mentioning during the break you wanted to cover something about one world government.
You know, we were talking a little bit about this story that you saw about recruiting citizens out there to volunteer, to watch the borders, and then...
Yeah, unpaid then soldiers for the mafia, basically.
Yeah, with their cameras on their computers and so on. We got into the larger issue of immigration, and as I mentioned, for the traditional constitutionalists out there, and I've mentioned this to many people in the conservative talk radio circles, and they do not want to hear this. The only guy who was ever honest with me about it was Tom Tancredo when he was running for president, and he was one of these big, you know, immigrant basher type guys. But, well, I won't say he was bashing immigrants per se, but he thought it was a problem and it needed to be taken care of. He actually acknowledged, he says, well, you know what, I can't fault your logic and I can't cite you for historical inaccuracy. You're right. but he wouldn't change his views, which I thought was frustrating. And these people seem to have some sort of bipolar.
You're right, guard, but the Supreme Court will back me up.
Exactly. Right. And they are, they, and, you know, and it just goes to show, just because the Supreme Court says something doesn't mean that it is right. They said that the federal government has control over this in 1875, but it doesn't. All you have to do is read the Constitution, look at the history, look at prior Supreme Court precedents, and you know it was a state issue up until they basically gave Congress this power. And the question I would ask the conservatives is, you guys are out there saying what we often say all the time, government doesn't do anything right. Right? The federal government is always
very inefficient,
bureaucratic, and well, they often use that. That government can't do anything right. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's inefficient, as Mark says. So we'll give it, we won't draw to the extreme that they always say it doesn't do everything right, but it's inefficient.
Oh, it can't do anything right.
Right.
It can do things in the same way, you know, I've used this analogy on multiple occasions. If I go out and I buy a Toyota Camry for $130,000, I've bought a Toyota Camry, I just haven't bought it very well, and my wife is going to call me a failure. So right. Buying it for too much money is a failure.
But see, the point I'm getting to is, and Mark makes a good point, is that the conservatives always say, well, markets and freedom are good to a point. And the federal government is usually inefficient and screwed up, but in this case, we need it to handle this. See, they seem to think that, well, in most instances, we don't want the federal government to do anything. We want the states to handle everything. We want everything devolved down to the states. But no, wait a minute. Even though the government doesn't do anything right on the federal side, and we can't cite anything that it does right, we do need it to patrol the borders because we need national sovereignty. What does that lead to? That leads to the second thought, which is we now have proposals in Congress among Republicans during George Bush's reign, which, of course, helped get the Republicans knocked out of office. And those are to force employers to have to conform to federal rules over immigration, which are going to be incredibly expensive. And I draw
your
attention.
Where you have to check the employee applications against a federal database.
They get $20,000 fines. They can go to jail for 2 years on the second infraction.
The ICE people come in and raid your business, check all your files.
Exactly. And I'll draw your attention to an exchange between Rudy Giuliani in the Republican debate against Mitt, the so-called conservative small government Romney. Yeah, that's a laugh. And they're saying, Mitt Romney says, well, you know, your state, you allowed all these people in. You know, you had all these people come in, and your city was like a haven for illegal immigrants. And then Rudy Giuliani says, well, you know, you had illegal immigrants working on your property. Mitt Romney turns to him and says, well, you can't expect me, the homeowner, to go and check the green card status of all the employees. Do you know how much time that would take? Now, the problem with these guys is they don't make the second step in the thought process, at least on Romney's part, is he doesn't think about, well, hey, Mitt, if you don't do it and take the time out of your productive day where you could be working and making money, if you don't do this to check all these guys, the guy you hire is going to be forced to do it by the federal government. So guess who pays for it in the end?
You do.
You do, you pinhead. I mean, duh. But they don't think of this nonsense. They don't figure this stuff out.
I'm actually surprised that the program that is demanding, or that it's supposedly voluntary right now, where governments, they've got this database of people that businesses can run their applicants to check them against to see if they are citizens and whether or not they can be hired. I'm surprised that hasn't been made mandatory yet. I really am. Maybe
they will.
Yeah.
It's really just a matter of time.
And yet it's the conservative Christian right who always says, don't take the mark of the beast. Don't get the government card. And yet what do they want to do? They want to create a stinking police state.
Right. And the question I would have for those people, if you believe in Jesus, who would Jesus kick out of the country?
Mm.
Who would Jesus incarcerate while their children are, put in foster care?
Jesus wasn't a white man, by the way.
Right. Whose family would Jesus kick, send away while some of them are citizens? Whose families would Jesus separate?
You know, if Jesus came in on an airline flight, he'd be screened just like all the other suspects. I mean,
think about this for a second, Christians. If Egypt had had immigration laws like this, Jesus would have been killed by Herod. This is what you are advocating. You are not Christian if you advocate immigration laws. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls. About what you want. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Just on a positive note, I just wanted to point out that the Pierce County deputy in Washington State that was wounded in a shootout a week ago has passed away this afternoon Pacific time.
What was the shootout about?
There was a shootout over a domestic violence call. That's what brought the cop to the scene there. But you know, I mean, the people with the
Why is that good news? You're not helping us out here, buddy.
Well, because another one bites the dust. People are fighting back. They're going to be taking out cops when they see an opportunity or when they got nothing to lose.
He's fighting back. It was a domestic violence dispute. So there actually may have been someone who was getting harmed in that particular situation.
Could be.
We don't know all the details here, but I don't really see how this is a good thing. It's just another dead bureaucrat to be replaced by yet another one.
And here's a question for you. If you were being attacked by a guy with a knife and he had it held over your throat and a cop came over and he could take the guy out, would you say, no, don't do it? What do you think would happen in that instance?
I think I would want the cop to do the cop's job of to protect and serve.
Okay, so in this case, maybe the cop was going to try to do his job.
Yeah, maybe this was one of the good guys.
There's still
Tom.
A cop.
So if he's still a cop, would you rather have the guy knife the cop and then come knife you?
No, of
course not, because you're being a hypocrite.
But anyway, a cop.
What do you mean, anyway?
Hopeless cases, Tom. Do you understand there are some good cops out there that have the potential for becoming even better and understanding liberty and applying at least some principle to their jobs?
Then why are they on a mission to uphold and enforce blatantly unjust laws like
immigration
laws?
Well, you have a good point. You have a good point there, but your approach, I think, is just not
a lot to
you
be desired, I would say.
I think that there's a nugget of sort of truth in what Tom says, is some people are sick and tired of the intrusion of law enforcement in the United States, and some of those people really are going to take the law into their own hands. I mean, I'm not advocating any of that. I don't think it's going to work, quite honestly, because if cops get, you know, if too many cops are getting shot, they'll just not respond, or they'll really just do what their job is in fact to do, which is to protect and serve the state. We'll just get worse service.
Tom, what are your thoughts?
But then the people, other people, have nothing to lose. If they're not getting any police protection, they got no reason to go. First of all, when they go to report an underage drinking party next door, the cops won't show up. See, so there's liberty being defended, because if the cops show up, it might be an ambush. It might be a trick, somebody luring the cops into an ambush so they don't respond. And therefore, when it really is an underage drinking party next door, the teenagers are going to get away with drinking the beverage of their choice.
Well, the teenagers would get away with it if they didn't answer the damn door. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 800-25, and don't party on the front lawn or in the backyard where the cops can just walk in on you. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.